I'm Karen Sedro, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Dr. Tom Royer of the Institute of Marine Science has been studying the recirculation of the subarctic gyre that is comprised of the Alaska Current. The Alaska Current travels westward and then at some point turns eastward. Where it turns is not clear, nor is it known whether the Alaska Current goes all the way to the coast of Asia. It might just turn around in the middle of the North Pacific. Funded by the National Science Foundation, Royer's project began last July, and 5 drifting buoys were placed in the North Pacific. These buoys transmit data on their position, water temperature, and the condition of their batteries. Although the Gilmore Tracking Station receives the data, it is landlined to Maryland, where it is transmitted by radio to France. Through a joint French-American venture, the French are interpreting the data. Everything was fine until a few weeks ago.
These buoys were put out on a line along the 160 degrees west, and the northernmost buoy is up near the Aleutian Islands. And I should mention that these were released in July of last year, and they've been, the three northernmost buoys have been drifting west, and the two southern buoys have been drifting east, so we've got it in the center of a very large gyre. But anyway, the northernmost buoy that was up near the Aleutian Islands actually went through one of the passes about a month ago, and then went back into the Gulf, went into the Bering Sea, and then back into the Gulf of Alaska. It was one of the most interesting of the five buoys. Then suddenly, between the 24th and 26th of November, it began going directly north up into the Bering Sea at 8 knots in a straight line, and we assumed at that point that it had been picked up by a ship. It went up into the Bering Sea, it stayed there for several days, and then started in a direct line for the northern coast of Japan.
Although Royer knew where the buoy was, he didn't know what ship it was on, and he was delighted that IMS has friends in Japan.
We contacted the Coast Guard and the National Marine Fisheries and the old standby Peggy, the weather girl, the woman who broadcasts the weather out of Kodiak. Any mariner knows who Peggy is, and they all listen to her. As it turned out, the people who picked up the buoy probably didn't listen to Peggy since they were Japanese. But the 3rd of December, we ascertained that the buoy had stopped and was in port in northern Japan. Dr. Nishiyama, who is with the Institute, has a friend in the Japanese fisheries in that particular port. He gave the position to Dr. Nishiyama, and he called his friend, and the friend went down, and within 2 hours of when we knew that the buoy was in port, he had sighted it and located it for us.
After the holidays, the lost buoy will be returned to either the Bering Sea or the North Pacific. Instructions asking the curious to leave the buoy in the water now will be printed in Japanese, Korean, and Russian before it is redeployed. Royer explained that the buoy that did get picked up was the most interesting of the five. It was the only one to travel into and out of the Bering Sea on its own.
It was very tantalizing in that it did show that there was exchange of water from the Gulf of Alaska into the Bering Sea, but it also showed that there was transport of water out of the Bering Sea back into the Gulf of Alaska. So one of the problems that we should look at in the future is what is the exchange of the water between the Gulf of Alaska and the Bering Sea? It's not clear at this point what it is.
The batteries will fail sometime in April, at which time data will be interpreted and subsequent studies developed. It's interesting to note that the ship that picked up the buoy already has a reputation in Japan.
It was number 38, Hadaiko Maru, and this ship is already quite famous in Japan. Because it, several years ago, snagged a Russian submarine in its nets in the Sea of Okhotsk.
Dr. Tom Royer has been with the Institute of Marine Science since 1969. For the Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedgo. Basketball action gets underway tonight at 6 in the Patty Gym when the Lady Nanooks meet Eastern Montana. At 8, the Nanooks will meet the Linfield College team from Oregon. Sunday, the University Chorus will present 3 works for the Christmas season in the University Fine Arts Concert Hall. The concert begins at 4, and there is no admission charge. Tartuffe, a French comedy, will be presented in the University Fine Arts Theater at 8:15 tonight and Sunday afternoon. Basketball action is on the slate again Thursday, December 17th, when the Nanooks meet Eastern Montana at 8 in the Patty Gym, and on December 18th, they will battle Eastern Washington. Don't miss it. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.